Roger. Start with this one. We've only got two freshmen in here. You've got four out that are used, or that look like they're used.
The three tab ones we haven't used yet. Let me get them in. Make them 1, 2, 3 for publicity's sake.
I don't have a back from that one. Hard to go.
Bottom one will be number 1-2 with a tab, Fredo.
Roger.
Enter number 3.
Trish. Hold on to that one. Be number 2 with a tab.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, the top one will be number 3 with a tab.
Roger, Al, and we're going to subtract off 15 minutes from that 30-minute extension due to plus oxygen.
Okay.
That gives
us
about...
Still planning on a tip.
It gives us approximately 25 minutes at stop G here.
Starting the triple core sample now. The core tubes approximately 15 inches each. Mitchell will do the hammering into the lunar soil.
I don't think the trench in the far wall is clear here.
While Mitchell taking the core tube sample, Al Shepard will be digging the trench.
triple car on your own now?
That's firm. Al's busy with his trench.
Okay, very good.
I'll go over and help you photograph it, but tomorrow. And this is not going in easy, Brad.
Roger it.
I drive it a bit more, but I think I'm on solid rock. And I'm about one core tube down.
Roger, Ed. Solid rock, about one core tube down.
Yeah.
Okay, the recommendation, Ed, is to pull it up and move over a bit and try it again. Okay, Ed, and when you pull it out, they'd like to save the bottom core and replace it with another one there, and before you try again.
Okay.
How's the trench gone, Al? Are you getting down there?
I've got a trench here. It's doing fairly easily, but I need the extension handle to get it deeper, so I'll wait till it's through with that. I'm cutting in the rim of a crater, which is approximately, 6 meters in diameter, has a depth of about 3/4 of a meter. And we're back again about one diameter away from the north rim of triplet. Trench is going through at least three layers that I can see. The fine grained surface, dark brown, and then a layer of what appears to be quite a bit of glass, and then a third layer of some very light material. And we should be able to sample all three of these.
Roger.
The port tube cap on that sample is an 18N.
Roger it.
Considering the fact that Shepard and Mitchell are both working fairly hard at this stop at triplet, their heart rates are relatively low. Shepard reading 100, Mitchell 110.
And a very interesting looking rock with fairly fine grained crystals in it. Just a grab sample, Houston, from that same crater in which I'm digging. It's too large for a bag. It's dark brown. The upright's fractured. The fracture face is very light, gray with very small crystals.
Roger, Al. And if you can get any with your samples down in the trench itself that have any rock fragments, you might include those for your sample.
What's that, Em? Put that side bag if you can. These are all from a full back here.
Through the extension handle, or are you going again?
Yeah, go ahead and take it. I don't really need it to drive.
Mike, we're going to cut that baby and we'll do it here. Yep. Okay, Houston, I know that we did not mention this flight layer down in this area before that was so obvious to us just below the surface up near the flank of Cone, but it appears as though it is quite a bit, well, it's relatively deep as far as visual observation is concerned, and certainly not any would be kicked up by footprints or met tracks or the like. But there appears to be some of that here in this trench.
Roger now.
Benno, did you get my report that the core tube tip was an 18 in?
Roger, Ed, I got that 18 in.
Okay, and I have taken the bottom core of that one, which was core one flagged, and it's now by itself. As a single core tube. I'm going to replace that with number one unflagged, which is one Al started to use earlier but couldn't get anywhere with it.
Okay, number one untagged on the bottom.
What's happening in this trench is the surface vines are so loose that you're just falling down, covering the layering that we want to get. We're afraid we're not going to get a classic vertical wall here, Houston, on this trench.
And Ed, are you having any better luck on the triple core this time?
I've got it in about a half a tube, and I'm getting ready to take a picture of it so you can locate it. Then we'll go ahead and drive it the rest of the way in.
Roger, Ed.
We're at 3 hours. 19 minutes since time of cabin depressurization, and our clock counting down shows 1 hour 12 minutes to go.
3 frames here, probably 69, 70, 71, core tubes. The first one's the aborted one that I couldn't get in. The second one, second picture is the this new attempt. It's a 15-foot shot, and I raised up and took a locator shot on the horizon on this. I think it might go.
I got it.
Okay, I'm getting down low enough. I'm going to have an extension handle to finish driving it, I think.
Okay, I'll give it back to you. I'm really kind of through with this trench.
Roger, Al.
Yeah.
Shepard has apparently completed his trench digging task, while Ed Mitchell continuing in his attempt to drive the triple core sample, or triple core tube.
Some of the surface material is falling down in on top of it.
that's about, call it 18 inches below surface.
Roger, Al, and when you and Ed can work it in, we need another EMU check.
Shepard reading out bag locations on trench samples while Mitchell stopping short on his triple core tube.
Al, at 3.75, and reading... Being 3-5, I have no flags, and I'm in medium flow now, going to mid flow, and feeling good.
Okay, and what kind of misery are you having now, Ed?
3-7-5, 32%. I'm in medium cooling.
Shepard will perform the panoramic photography.
Okay. And now when you get done with the pan, I guess it's still like the FCSC sample from the bottom of the trench, even though it's probably hitting the bottom.
Well, I'll go back and whack at it a little bit. See what I can do.
Okay, and Al and Ed, we have about 8 minutes left here at Triplet.
Roger, you're still counting on a quick trip out to the pulse up antenna?
That's the firm, Al. That's included in this time. When you start out, I would like you to make some grab samples as you pass by North Triplet.
Put a bit back on that one.
Okay, and when you get down there, Ed, I guess you can proceed with getting some documented samples before we have to depart.
Shepard digging into the trench again in an effort to acquire a sample from the bottom. We're at 135 hours, 22 minutes ground elapsed time, 3 hours, 33 minutes since time of cabin depressurization. Our countdown clock shows 56 minutes remaining on this second lunar excursion.
Okay, we have about 3.5 minutes left at triple attempt.
Okay, we're backing up now. One more documented sample.
Okay, there is a special request, Robin, grab samples at the north crater rim there. They'd like to get a documented sample of a partially buried rock.
Okay. I was gonna try to get you one of those right here, but it looks pretty big. I think maybe I can get it anyhow.
Okay, Ed.
Shepard reporting that a seal protector came off of one of his sample containers.
Triplet here, and that one brief stop at the north rim to pick up one documented sample. And get on back to the limb area if we're going to pick up the remaining tests there.
We're going to pick up.
Okay. Okay, you're right. But this documented sample that I got of the buried rock is too big for our regular way bags. See what I can do with it. In regular sample bags. I'm sticking one over it. It'll never close. Okay, it's going in it, and it'll probably stay. But it won't close it.
Okay, that'll be all right, Ed. We're going to have to move out now.
It's back 26 in.
Okay, Ed.
Okay. I'll grab the Noma and we're on our way. Okay, why don't
I'll get the... Go ahead, I'm on this side. I'll get the stereo.
Okay. Get the locator. Yeah. Yeah, you see the numerous things.
Yeah, it's got some dirt on them. Okay, 7 foot.
Okay, Ed and Al, as soon as you wrap this one up, we're going to have to press on back to the limb, or we're going to be really tight on the closeout.
Shepard Mitchell now working at the rim of North Crater. Heading back now to the vicinity of the lunar module Antares.
You can do it the way you want to. Yes, you go without the limbs.
Signal satisfactory.
Mitchell, surveying a boulder area north of the lunar module Aquarius.
Okay. Getting back to the limb.
Shepard moving across our picture to photograph the solar wind composition experiment.
Shooting it in, they don't have an input here. Okay, the last just got an input. They want F-11 at 125th.
Okay, will do.
That's Ed Mitchell in the picture now with his bag of rocks.
Didn't
flight EVA.
How many films did we take with this bourbon, approximately 17, 19. One.
So, with that last scene, Al Shepard becomes the first lunar golfer.
Okay, Ed Houston. One additional item on the return is to bring back the 100-foot tether. That should also go on ETB.
Dropping it again.
just mostly documented samples.
Roger.
Check here. See if we got some more in this bag.
These
way bags are going to be, you're going to make a separate trip out of them.
I guess we'll have to, Ed. I just can't get in there now.
Okay. So how much time have we got?
We should be in pretty good shape.
Houston, how much time do we have left?
Stand by it. Okay, we got about 18 minutes now.
Television camera.
Shepard uprighting the television camera, which was knocked over.
Okay, Fredo, you're going to have a real practical problem here. Paul will be able to see what the lunar dust does to a camera lens.
Okay.
Name it back at the limb. Do you see anything at all?
Yeah, I think it's a better picture. Lunar dust helps the TV picture, I guess.
Okay, we'll see to it that all TV lenses get dusted in the future. Yep. Cut you down four stops, Fred.
Yeah, that looks, you had just about hit it center there. That's good, Al.
Okay. Yeah, mighty leap, Fredo. Okay, aging starting up now. I'm already halfway up. Okay, good show.
Mitchell's heart rate, go at the ladder, 114. Shepard's heart rate now reading 108.
How you doing?
Fine. Let me get some of my visors up here, sorry.
Lee? Shepard on the lunar surface, Mitchell in the limb. up antenna is still doing okay.
Stand by, Ed. All right, Roger, Al. They're getting good signal.
Okay, that's good.
Transfer of materials via conveyor belt is continuing.
Can you hold it there? Okay. Can I have it? One more? Huh? One more down, please.
There, you're good.
Yeah, I've got it now. Thank you. Bag is so big it won't go in the ETB very well. I'll just bring it up by myself.
Okay. Be ready to bring the other two up.
Just a second. Take a strain now if you like.
Okay. There she comes.
It's all yours.
Okay, I got it.
You want to check the tracking light now before I come up?
Yep. Is your eye bones out of the way?
I'm not looking at it. Let me know when you turn it on. Yeah, track lights work.
You and Ed did a great job. Don't think I could have done any better myself.
That's debatable, isn't it, Fredo?
Well, I guess not now, Ed.
Al Shepard preparing to start up the ladder now. Moving forward. And,
okay, the dust is knocked off.
And with this closeout, Al Shepard, now at age 27 years, becomes the undisputed leader in time spent walking, working on the moon. More than 9 hours, running a close second is his partner, Ed Mitchell.
How'd you like one more bag of rocks?
Okay, if you'll take one LEC.
Okay. Okay, I'll see you. Wait a minute, let me get this.
I'm just about to...
Shepard still passing equipment in, moving inside the hatch here momentarily.
Okay. Okay, the condensate tank has already been destroyed at Houston.
Roger, Al.
And
push it a little further.
Huh?
No. Okay, now I got it.
Look it over the top of the pile.
Man, the pile is high in here, too. Two ETB loads, an SRC, and an extra rock bag.
Okay.
Okay,
you ready? Get over behind the door.
Okay, that's all of it. I'm moving out of your way.
Come on in.
Shepard now ready to come inside.
There's something caught the door. Okay, I see what it is. It's that
thing down there. Huh?
Okay, push it down underneath that. The helmet bag strap. Okay. And Al, it looks like there's a piece of Velcro laying right in the door. Can you reach it before I pull the door closed? That's it. That's one of those off the mat.
Yeah.
All right, come on in.
Okay.
Ground elapsed time, 136 hours. 20 minutes. Shepard moving inside now.
That's more door than that, Ed.
All right, just a minute. Wait a minute. I got a turn. Okay. Now come on in.
Beautiful.
Okay, straight up. Straight up, you're in.
Okay.
Fine shape.
Alrighty. Keep hitting on something back there.
Yeah, you're hitting on the shell.
Okay. Now I got some clear.
Closed.
136 hours, 21 minutes. Mitchell reporting the hatch door is closed.
Water valve is closed.
Hey, you'll answer. No. Let's see.
Speed water valve is closed.
Okay, let me get down and get the fluid hatch.
rocket. Okay, the forward hatch is closed and locked.
Okay, see, can you get the dump valve while you're there?
Yep. Okay, dump valve auto.
Okay, dump valve auto.
Be set. Let me just check this.
Hours, 23 minutes, the cabin is repressurizing. Says the pressurization is looking good.
Safety's in the dump valve. Good. But descent water valve open. I just
check, rechecking to be sure you hit everything. Okay, bridge valve still in the berth.
Okay.
And disconnect the
OPSO2
hose somewhere.
Right there.
Okay, connect IMO to the red to red and blue to blue.
Apollo Control Houston, with Ed Mitchell, Al Shepard, back in Antares.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, alright, here's the file.
Yes, pump off the fan off.
This pump off, this fan off. I push water from PGA.
Get into this way, babe.
Meanwhile, Stu Russo in Kitty Hawk has completed a second run of Descartes photography.
Got it?
Yep, got that one.
This task accomplished at 136 hours, 21 minutes. Again, for this pass, Russo used the 500mm Hasselblad camera.
It's a real bitch, huh? Okay, close the LGC pump breaker.
LGC pump breaker is closed.
Okay, push mode both to O and connect to the...
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, you?
Yeah.
Both do it together.
Yeah.
Both set up our panels alike.
Yep.
And we'll talk and set it up, set it up.
Houston and Terry.
Go ahead, Antares.
Okay, we're on spacecraft comm now. We're proceeding with the Bliss OPS docking, I should say.
Roger.
Pantera is Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, Ed, we want to check ascent O2 pressure here before you get your gloves on to repress. So would you give us a call prior to donning your gloves?
is Apollo Control, Houston. We're at 136 hours, 49 minutes, ground elapsed time. The crew aboard Antares, very quiet at present. They're going through their flight plan items prior to depressurizing Antares again, opening the hatch again, and throwing to the lunar surface the disposable container and the portable life support systems, the backpacks. We're at 136 hours, 50 minutes, continuing to monitor. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Okay, and Al, before you put your gloves on, I wonder if we could make this SN02 check. Now, you ready to go?
Tell me what you want.
Okay, we'd like descent 02 closed, bliss fill open, and ascent 1 oxygen open. Quantity looks good here, so we can turn ascent 02 off, ascent 021 to closed, bliss fill closed, and descent 02 back open.
Okay, that's done. It sounds good to us.
Thank you very much. Okay, Al, we're watching that, and it's looking good. Suits are looking good. Okay, Antares, could you verify chute relief and auto, please?
Cabin pressure coming down.
Good circuit relief is now in auto.
Okay, thank you, Al.